we are reading the in this chapter of fulfilling the amanat which is upon us. And in that, this hadith that we are reading is quite a lengthy hadith, which was narrated by Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And we were explaining and reading about his condition which Allah ta'ala had blessed him. He was a very, very great person. He was the nephew of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was the wife of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the mother of the Ummat. And his grandmother was Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was the aunt of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Also, the Jews claimed that they had made jadu on the Muslims, and that no Muslim child will be born and Islam will just die away naturally, because there will be nobody that will be born. Also, they said about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that he hasn't got any male issue, so his religion will not flow. Allah Ta'ala showed and said that their way of life, their religion of worshipping idols of their forefathers, that will come to an end, but Islam will flourish. And that is what happened exactly. Further we read, and this black magic of the Jews, many people, na'udhu billah, even today say the Jews' jadu is very strong. But there also it failed completely. And Hazrat Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born, and what the child was born, with what great qualities. Further we read that his technique, that is, technique is a sunnah, that when a child is born, that some khajur is chewed on by some righteous, pious person, and a bit of it is put on the palate of the child. There are a lot of health benefits in there as well, and the main thing is that it is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Hazrat Zubair's technique was made by Nabi, nobody else but a great, great, great personality like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how fortunate was not that child, that the first thing that was went into his mouth was from the saliva of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. What doubt can there be in the great honor and the great position of such a person? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made his technique, and he was the first thing that entered his stomach was the blessed saliva of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. His nature was such that he would fast in abundance and was an ardent worshipper of Allah Ta'ala, and that would be quite natural seeing what his very birth and childhood and with who he was connected. So that would be a natural thing. He was known for his bravery. That was another very great thing. When Yazid ibn Muawiyah died, the pledge of allegiance was taken at his hand. In other words, he became the Khalifatul Muslimin. After Yazid had died, then he became, all the people made him the Amir of the Muslims. He was martyred in a battle with Hajjaj ibn Yusuf in 71 Hijri. 33 ahadith are narrated from him. So he's a great personality, and his teachings and his way of life was also very great. He narrates a somewhat lengthy hadith in which there are many lessons for us to take, but the main point is that it is the lesson that we have to take care from is the fulfillment of amanat, that his father had left him with a great trust of fulfilling all his inheritance, and he told him how to go about it, and that also right at in the battlefield he had explained to him, which we will read, which is a bit intricate and complicated, and so are the masail of inheritance. They are not so easy to comprehend and understand. But yes, we will see, and we apply ourselves, inshallah, Allah will give us the understanding. But the main point for us here is that he had fulfilled this amanat that was placed on him by his father, and on that what great barakat Allah Ta'ala had given. May Allah let us also fulfill all our trust, and Allah Ta'ala, especially when our parents or somebody in the family has passed away, the inheritance to sort it out properly and not leave it lingering just like that, but to sort it out. And he went to great, great lengths in order to sort out this inheritance of his father. And at the end, finally, what great barakat Allah Ta'ala had given. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.